Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
All right, well, maybe one of the most anticipated Supreme Court picks, in my lifetime, could come tonight, according to Donald Trump. My next guest, I've been looking towards this. It's going to be an important moment, to say the least. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center here, which you can find at crimeresearch.org. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Great to talk to you.
Critical pick, but it looks like it's a free, nearly full-on civil war with the left 10 days into Donald Trump's presidency. I wonder if anybody will even get a chance to get a confirmation vote or hearing. What do you think?
Well, I guess a number of Democrats are threatening on filibustering the nomination. I mean, who knows whether the Senate will change the rules on filibusters. It's too bad that we've kind of lost a lot of these rules in the Senate over the last few years to lose more. But, you know, I think there'll eventually be a vote. You know, one thing that the president has, he can always make a recess appointment. And since the Republicans control the Senate and the House, they can, you know, on vacation times, they can go and put the Senate in recess. It's one of the things that traditionally has been prevented from being done when the opposition party controls the Senate. They'll just have the Senate convene every other day or so, even though the rest of the senators are not around town, in order to prevent recess appointments. But since the Republicans control that, at the very least, you know, he's not going to do that right away, but he can do that, you know, maybe in a couple months.
All right. So clearly, one of the things that is, I don't like to call it a litmus test, but I guess it's a test of your thoughts and so forth, is how people come down on the Second Amendment. It's been a critical reason for the selection of the Supreme Court justice that will be put forth tonight. And during all of this, your organization, the CPRC, has done some original research and found that all but one of the 20 worst mass public shootings, 45 of the worst out of 50 in the world, occurred outside of the United States, like the one that we heard about a couple of days ago at a mosque in Quebec City. These all happen in places outside of America. Tell me about your study.
Right. Well, we looked at the 50 worst mass public shootings around the world, not including ones over, you know, battles over sovereignty. So Chechen rebels killing 383 people at a school in Russia is not included because they were fighting over trying to get sovereignty for Chechnya. But, you know, it's amazing how many really horribly gruesome attacks that you see around the world that just don't get news coverage in the United States, even in Europe. You know, you go back to 1970 and people forget all the Biner-Meinhof gangs and other attacks in Europe during the 70s and 80s, where people would take machine guns into nightclubs or into airports and kill people. But, you know, you compare the United States to Europe or to the rest of the world, and the vast majority of the world is much more dangerous in terms of mass public shootings than the United States is.
But why is it then that the mass media, when it comes to mass shootings in America and even overseas, other outlets, Sky News, BBC, pick your poison, they take shots at America all the time? As if America is some sort of cartoon-esque Wild West that they make it out to be. It's strange to me. Why do they do that?
Because I think it fits a template in what their political agenda is. They want to make the United States, which has relatively high gun ownership, appear to be a place where there's tremendous violence. Of course, you and I have talked about the fact that things like concealed carry, allowing people to own guns to protect themselves, is a very important way of stopping terrorist attacks. You know, if you only have people with, you know, in uniform, it's kind of like putting people out there with a neon sign over their head that says, "Shoot me first." The fact that they're concealed carry permit holders make it riskier for these terrorists to go engage in their attacks, and also makes it safer for the armed police that you have in uniform to be able to, you know, not have an attack against them. When the terrorist starts firing at an armed police officer, they reveal their position and make it possible that so that a concealed carry permit holder who is behind them or to the side or to the front is going to be able to respond and stop them. You know, one of the amazing things, I just had a piece in the Wall Street Journal last week where, you know, you look at Europe, and the vast majority of European countries, EU countries, won't allow off-duty police officers to be able to go and carry guns for protection. The big concert killing where 89 people were killed in Paris at a rock concert in November 2015, there were 8 off-duty police officers who were present at that concert, and yet none of them had a gun with them because they were obeying French law that forbade
right.
off-duty police officers to carry.
Even off-duty police officers. No way to defend yourself. No way to do the right thing in case of emergency. And that's unbelievable. But you know what? I know what's going to happen here. We're on the phone with Dr. John Lott today. And this study that shows 45 of the worst mass killings occurred outside the United States, 45 out of 50, you'll get discredited in the mainstream media. They'll take shots at you. They'll tell you that it has no basis in reality and so on and so forth. They'll try to tear you down. You deal with that a lot, I guess. I'm going to give you 30 seconds for the last word.
Well, what we try to do, whether it's in my book, The War on Guns, or whether it's the post that we put up on our website, is to give the specific cases. People can go and look them up and check them themselves to see whether or not they're true or not. And, you know, it's very easy for people to find the cases in the United States. What's much harder and takes a lot of work is to go and find these cases around the world. And people miss them. The news media misses them. But if I provide the actual cases, the date, where they occurred, you know, if people want to disagree, it's easy enough for them to go and check.
There you go. Dr. John Lott. Always a great conversation. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Check out his new book, The War on Guns, and so much more. Doctor, thank you for the conversation.
Great talking to you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back. The hotline, 888-900-9966.